From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, I'm Mr. Near Misses. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. And near misses refers to the fact that there is a rise in almost accidents in the air. Of course, that means there's a decline in actual accidents. And researching this story that we were going to do today, I came across a headline in the Houston Chronicle. Headline was Rocket Moments from Striking a Continental Flight. Now, longtime listeners to the show know that I hate questions in headlines. So was Rocket Moments from Striking Continental Flight? Why are you asking me? You either know or you don't know. If you know, write the story. If you don't, keep it to yourself. There are a couple substrata of the question mark in headlines. There's the question mark as an insult. You know, Karl Rove, evil genius, evil question mark, genius question mark. This sometimes it's useful, like if it's a how to keep your beer cold question, or how do you keep your beer cold, it would be. But, you know, the biggest offender for the question mark in the headlines is the Newsweekly's Time and Newsweek. I just went to Newsweek of the five most emailed stories. Here they are. Does making children make you happy? Answer. After the first one, no. Poll. How smart are Americans? Not very. They shoot horses, don't they? They do not. No, actually, they do. Do we need a wartime president? If a war is on, yes. What does a publicist really do? Gets publicity. Thank you. You're welcome. I've just saved you a Newsweek subscription. Lazy, lazy headline writers. Why are they lazy? I don't know. I can't answer that. But I can answer this. Coming up on the show, the FAA has just completed a three-month review of U.S. airline maintenance. And they say the airlines are doing what they're supposed to do, but runway collisions are up. And there was a whole thing with the Southwest plane flying without safety checks. We will look into the current state of airline safety or lack thereof. And we're just learning about this next item because our mom and dad never took us to Disney World. But there is a place adults go at night called the Adventurers Club. It's part of Pleasure Island, which sounds dirty, but it's not. It's just a little, you know, more adult than Disney World, meaning you could have a beer. The Mouse House has said that it will be closing big parts of Pleasure Island, where we'll hear from a man who's leading a cause to try to keep the pleasure in the island. Plus, we will talk to Biz Stone, one of the co-founders of Twitter. We're almost out of characters. We have an allotment of 140, so you'll have to stay tuned to hear what we talk about. We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. A bait and switch led to the rescue of 15 hostages in the jungle of Colombia yesterday, and not one shot was fired. All were being held as political prisoners by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the leftist rebel group better known as FARC. Among the group rescued, former Colombian presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt, three American contractors, and 11 Colombian police and soldiers. The rescue was audacious, to say the least. Colombian intelligence officers infiltrated the FARC camp, tricked them into thinking they knew where the group's supreme leader was, and told them they could then take them there with hired helicopters. The FARC divided the hostages into three groups and led them to two disguised military helicopters piloted by Colombian military agents. Here is Ingrid Betancourt. She spoke with reporters through an interpreter after her rescue. The audio is courtesy of CNN.
We heard the helicopters and I looked up to the sky and I thought, it's so curious that I can finally be excited to hear a helicopter, because for 7 years, every time I heard a helicopter, my pulse would race. I would be scared.
Once the planes were in the air, the hostages were told they were free.
The chief of operations said, "We are the National Army and you are all free." And the helicopter almost fell because we started jumping. We screamed, we cried, we hugged. We couldn't believe it. God carried out this miracle. This is a miracle.
Betancourt was in captivity for 6 years, kidnapped while campaigning for president. The other hostages had been held for years, too, including the three Americans. Mark Gonzalez, Thomas Howes, and Keith Stansel were held for 5 years by the FARC. All were employees of Northrop Grumman, which had contracted by the U.S. government to support Colombia in its fight against drugs and rebels. The three men arrived safely back in the United States last night. They were being evaluated in a military hospital. hospital at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. Yesterday's rescue is a severe blow to the FARC. NPR's Juan Ferrero says the group still has around 700 hostages, most of them Colombian soldiers and rebels kidnapped during military operations.
But there are several, more than 40 high-profile hostages. These are politicians and others from civil society who've basically been held by this rebel group for many years as pawns. The idea that the FARC always had was to be able to exchange them for guerrillas who were held in Colombian jails. And of course, the most prominent of those hostages were, until yesterday, Ingrid Betancourt and the three Americans.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.